Class and HAS is today on status AAD dictating for Dr. Meyer, other data service, October, or data service is January 25, 2013. Patient's name is Nancy, N-A-N-C-Y, Kozalka, K-O-Z.
These guys have families, yeah.
Sorry, K-O-S-Z-A-L-K-A. Again, K-O-S-Z-A-L-K-A. Patient's date of birth is 05-14-1954. Primary care physician.
Okay.
Please copy primary care physician list from cardiology consultation note October 26, 2012. All three of the primary care physicians, please copy paste. Next paragraph, cardiology clinic note. Next paragraph, reason for visit follow-up. Next paragraph, dear colleague, we have the pleasure of seeing Ms. Kozalka in our cardiology clinic today, who you know was a very pleasant 60-year-old. Female with past medical history stated for hypertension, anxiety, depression, osteoporosis, and chronic mitral regurgitation with possible endocarditis scheduled for surgery. She recently had a cardiac catheterization for her cardiac clearance. Today she presented her clinic for a follow-up. On today's visit, the patient is denying any complaints of chest pain, difficulty breathing, orthopnea, or paroxysmal nocturnal dyspnea. She denies any history of fever, weakness, leg swelling, or cramps. Patient denies any syncope or presyncope attacks. Next paragraph, past medical history. Number one, hypertension. Number two, anxiety. Number three, depression. Number four, osteoporosis. Next paragraph, past surgical history. Number one, tonsillectomy. Number two, C-section. Next paragraph, social history. Patient denies any smoking, alcohol, or use of illicit drugs. Next paragraph, family history. She has a history of heart disease in her siblings and cancer in her father, mother, and father's parents. Next paragraph, her allergies, she is allergic to statins. Next paragraph, current medications, please copy current medications list from October 24, 2012, cardiology consultation note, numbers 1 through 8. Next paragraph, physical examination, vital signs on today's visit, patients, blood pressure. Was 110 over 68, pulse 82, weight 102 pounds, height 5 feet 5 inches tall. Please copy paste normal physical exam template. Next paragraph, diagnostic investigations. Number one, cardiac catheterization. Done on 1/22/2013.
Get me another point.
Procedure performed was left heart catheterization, aortic arch angiogram. The indication was valvular surgery, possible for possible endocarditis. The findings revealed LVEDP was 12 millimeters of mercury, left ventricular ejection fraction 50%, no aortic regurge, mitral regurge was absent as well. Left main had minor irregularities. LAD had minor irregularities. Diagonal 1 and diagonal 2 had minor irregularities. Left circumflex had minor irregularities. RCA was dominant vessel supplying the PDA. There's focal mid 50% stenosis. Final impression was non-obstructive coronary artery disease, normal left ventricular function. The patient was evaluated for possible valve surgery and endocarditis. We recommend to continue to follow. Next number, 12 lead EKG, done on 1/22/2013, shows a ventricular rate of 58 beats per minute. Sinus bradycardia, non-specific ST abnormality, abnormal EKG. Next number. Please copy paste diagnostic investigations October 24, 2012, including stress tests and trends, esophageal echocardiogram, and CBC with differential. Please copy paste. Next. Next paragraph. assessment and plan, cardiac clearance. Patient was scheduled to undergo valvular surgery for severe mitral regurgitation with possible mitral valve endocarditis. As a part of her cardiac clearance, she recently underwent a cardiac catheterization on January 22, 2013. Carotid catheterization showed non-obstructive coronary artery disease with normal left ventricular function. Patient is currently asymptomatic. Patient was advised to continue on the current medical regimens. At this time, she is cleared from the cardiac perspective for her valvular surgery. Next, number, valvular heart disease. Patient was admitted to the hospital where a transesophageal echocardiogram was done, revealing mitral valve regurgitation with vegetation on the interior and posterior leaflets. The mass on the posterior leaflet measures 1 by 0.6 centimeters, and the mass on the anterior leaflet measures 1.1 by 0.8 centimeters in size and appears mobile. The structure was diagnosed as chronic vegetation, although differential diagnosis included Lehman Sepsis, endocarditis, and tumor. She completed a course of IV antibiotics and is following up with an ID specialist. She has recently undergone a cardiac catheterization for cardiac clearance of mitral valve replacement surgery. At this time, her cardiac clearance has been cleared based on the catheterization report. We recommend for her to follow up with her cardiothoracic surgeon for further management, and at this time to continue on the current medical regimen that she is currently on. Period. Next number is hypertension on today's visit. Patient's blood pressure was...
Hello? Do you know
what time
patients were?
110/68. She states that she is regularly taking her antihypertensive medications. We recommend for her to follow up with her primary care physician for tight blood pressure control. Period. Next paragraph. Thank you very much for allowing us to participate in the care of Ms. Kozalka. Our phone number has been provided for her to call with any questions or concerns. We will see Ms. Kozalka back in our clinic in 2 months. In the meantime, she has been advised to follow up with a primary care physician to ensure continuity of care. Next paragraph, sincerely, Hassan, HASSAN, SAD, SAAD, medical student, dictating for Dr. Maher Alder with all board certifications. This is under dictation.